Fish on the radio, live in Studio C, and that's a good thing. Hey, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Now, you guys are in town to perform tomorrow. I'm not sure if it's sold out or not, but I'm sure it will be. And I wanted to talk to you about a couple of years ago, there was a little problem up in Morrison. I don't know if you guys ever got a chance to comment on it, but I was just curious if it ever angered you that a few people who follow or associated with the band from time to time caused some hassles for you guys.
The way we heard about it, it was that it was a little sort of media explosion about it, what was really a non-event. It was a tiny little scuffle between a couple police officers. And wasn't it?
I was just going to add to that. You got to understand, like, we've done three summer events, for instance, that drew over 70,000 people. In the towns that we did those events, there was a total of two or three arrests each of those weekends. So this is 70,000 fans over three nights, and there's three arrests. We did one of those concerts in on an Air Force base in upstate New York, and the cops there told us that on any given weekend, when there was 200, soldiers on the base, they would have had 20 arrests. I mean, it was
more
completely opposite. So I totally agree with Mike. From everything that we heard, that was a media. There's a bunch of kids that are out looking to have a good time. In general, for a concert crowd, our audience is mellower and easier going than most other concerts. So that was the only thing that was bad about it. I definitely didn't think it was people getting out of hand per se,
The only real problem is that there were a lot of people that came that didn't have tickets, and there weren't any official camping places provided, between the two nights, and so a lot of people were hanging out, and that was hardly a problem. And it got it blown out of proportion.
And the other thing, this might be getting too far, but we take great pains to avoid things like that. We've got our security guys going months in advance to these towns, and sometimes people don't listen to our advice about parking and stuff like that, and I think that may have been what happened in that situation.
Understand that we had sent folks of ours out here months in advance to try and do it, and we love playing Red Rocks, and we're really happy to be going back there again.
it's a great place, a great town, and we're happy that things have quieted down and that they're going to invite us back this summer for a five night stand, and we feel that the other thing that people can do to stop the escalation of those kind of things is go to your local record store and buy The Story of the Ghost, available now on Elektra Records.
Well, I never thought you guys really got a chance to
send the ballot that comes in the package. That
yes. And the lyrics of The Story of the Ghost, okay. I think it answers all your questions about everything in life, not just that.
Well, we thank you guys for coming by, and maybe we can squeeze in one more quick song if you guys got a chance.
Maybe we should play one off The Story of the Ghost, our new album available on Elektra Records.
That would be great.
What do you want to play?
How about Rogue? You want to play? We'll play Rogue. If you enjoy this, you can go to your local record store and buy The Story of the Ghost, available now on Elektra Records.
It's about sales.